Another important terrorism case began making its way up the legal ladder today. In August, a federal judge in Washington ordered the government to disclose the names of those detained in prison but never charged following the September 11th attacks. The government appealed the decision, and today a three-judge appeals panel in Washington heard arguments in the case. NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg was there.
At least 1,000 people are estimated to have been held without charge for weeks or months in the wake of September 11th. Most have been deported because of immigration violations. Some have been released, and at least 129 have been held as material witnesses, though not all have been asked to testify. The government has refused to disclose the names of detainees or the names of their lawyers in cases where they had lawyers. On the steps of the appeals court today, lawyer Kate Martin, representing a coalition of groups that sued for the names under the Freedom of Information Act, said that the only check on government power is public accountability, and that that's particularly true for arrests.
We didn't ask who the government's investigating. We would not ask who are their suspects. When the government puts somebody in jail, it has to make that public. That's the difference, as the district court recognized, between a democracy and a dictatorship.
Government lawyers left without talking to reporters, but inside, Deputy Assistant Attorney General Gregory Katsas told the appeals court panel that the courts should defer to the executive branch in deciding what information to release, because the price of being wrong was, as he put it, to have planes start flying into buildings again. To release the names might seem harmless, he said, but it could offer clues to Al-Qaeda about the strategy and progress of the investigation. Judge David Tatel interrupted. Couldn't the government make the same argument for any ongoing complex criminal investigation? Couldn't the same thing be said about a drug case or a sniper case? Answer, the stakes here are unique, but the legal principle is perfectly settled. The government need not disclose the names of people related to an ongoing investigation. The law enforcement and privacy provisions of the Freedom of Information Act allow keeping names involved in an investigative file secret. Judge Tatel, but these are people who have been detained, not those who've been questioned. Answer, if you release the names, it may give Al-Qaeda clues about the investigation. Judge Tatel. In Friday's newspaper, the government revealed the name of an Al-Qaeda cell leader in Detroit, the names of his associates, all kinds of information. Answer, there are times when release of names is warranted. The few times we've done that is nothing compared to releasing the whole list of names. Judge Tatel. What would you imagine would justify releasing the names? Answer, if there was testimony that the government was holding people incommunicado. Judge David Sentell scowled. If they're being held incommunicado, who could give firsthand evidence of that? Katsas denied that anyone had been held incommunicado. Judge Tatel pointed to specific cases in the record of individuals claiming to be held for days or weeks without access to a lawyer. We don't know if that's true, he said, but isn't that at least evidence of government misconduct? Answer, we can litigate those cases individually. Judge Sentell, you seem to be saying that if an alternative mechanism exists, the Freedom of Information Act does not apply, and that just is not the case. If Katsas got a pounding, though, so did Kate Martin, representing the Center for National Security Studies, the Reporters Committee for Freedom of the Press, and other groups. This is the first time in U.S. history, she told the court, that the government has secretly arrested and detained people. Judge Tatel, they can all self-disclose, can't they? The government says they have access to lawyers. Do you dispute that? Answer, we believe that is not true. We believe some are held incommunicado. Judge Sentell, why couldn't release of the names reveal a pattern of which cells are being investigated? Answer, because the pattern of investigation has already been revealed by the government's own statements. She cited press conferences by Attorney General Ashcroft and congressional testimony by the FBI director, Judge Tatel. But the government chose to do that. Answer, disclosure of the names would not reveal anything more significant about the investigation. Judge Sentell, his voice rising, what gives you the idea that the government has disclosed everything about the investigation other than the names? Answer, it may not have disclosed everything, but the government has not met the burden of showing why it should not disclose what appears to be innocuous information compared to what it has already disclosed. When today's case ended, little about the outcome was clear except that whoever loses will likely appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.